This is Kingdom Boot Camp, but with his love for us added. It's a season, I believe, when we're supposed to be guarding our actions and our words through the Holy Ghost filter that he gives us. We're to watch what we thought was conquered. And you may ask yourself, okay, so what's going on? I already was past that. Still be alert because he's engineered it. Let it work. Don't avoid or disregard or delay or postpone. Face him. Let him deal. Do not fear or dread. He loves us more than we know. There's always a deeper place that he wants to go. And what is happening, I believe, with these things rising up again, what I think I'm seeing is he's going for the root of the things that we conquered. And there are traces of things that he still wants to do. He wants to obtain that deeper place in us. In the meantime, much, much worship helps. Coming away with him, you say, but I don't have time. Things are coming on fast and hard. We got a minute. We got 2 minutes. Here and there, all the way through the day, turn to him. Say, Lord, I'm here. Don't explain. Don't defend. If something rises up inside because we don't like what we hear or what he's dealing with, because we've already done it, it's a further work to bring restoration, healing, and deliverance. It's a time of pointing us in a new direction. And in Isaiah 66:1, it starts to talk about the where is the house that you'll build for me? That's what he's doing. He's building a house in us so he'll have a place to rest. He's looking for that place in us. And we don't stand still long enough for him to build it, but we want to. He yearns to finish us and to say with Christ on the cross, it is finished. And there's a great yearning in God's heart for his resting place in us. And all the materials have been gathered, just like David gathered materials for Solomon to build the temple. We must not be a part of the opposite of yearning, which is grieving. God doesn't want us to grieve. He wants to have that same yearning heart in us. We do it by faith, and we have to know that he's working in us all the time.
Amen. Thank you.